You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm Earl Forsey. Here's what's happening. We are brought to you by Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt for Life. So you just heard from Terry McLaurin, this press conference, first time he's really spoken about the contract situation. Terry said he's, quote, pretty frustrated, has not heard from the team in over a month, and has yet to decide if he'll report to training camp. Veterans are supposed to be in next week. Baseball All-Star Game tonight, 95th Major League All-Star Game. That's 8 p.m. tonight in Atlanta. For over 65 years now, Ted Britt set the bar for the best car buying experience in the D.C. area. Hands down, Ted Britt Ford Fairfax, Ted Britt Ford Lincoln Chantilly, and Ted Britt Chevrolet Sterling. All home of Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage, and just a click away at TedBritt.com. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Earl Forsey on The Fan.
Obviously, as it, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the, you know, the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm can continue to be. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
P. Mitchell Finley. 106.7 The Fan. Terry McLaurin just spoke. That's the whole reason Brian and I came to Laurel. We're here at Eastern Motors where Terry had his commercial shoot and then talked after. I was there standing with Terry, so I got to see exactly his reactions, his emotions. He's clearly frustrated. I think he's hurt.
Almost dropped some tears over there, man.
Yeah, he did. I think he's hurt by how it's gone. Now, I will pause to say I think it's really important that nothing ever got said that can't be walked back. And it seems like
anything he said needs to be walked back. I just think that he never crossed the line to make anything personal.
Right. But yeah, we got to be clear, man. This is not a good situation. This has crossed This has crossed into not great situation territory. The fact that Terry's saying, you know, it's going to be hard. He didn't say he's not going to come to camp. But barring something changing between now and next week, it doesn't seem like he's going to come. But they, in a lot of ways, probably put some pressure on the Commanders now. The ball's clearly in their court. I asked Terry that. I was like, yo, how do you get this going again? He's like, we got to hear from them. Because the word that I've gotten is not meaningful discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear a lot of stuff, but when Terry comes out and says it himself, it's not hearing anything. That's him talking.
I heard what I've heard in previous negotiations, who basically just spoke from his heart, told you what exactly he feels. And I think if you respect him, then you listen to him. And I will say this, I'll go to war with him any damn day.
To that point, so I posted a few videos on my Twitter, and Jeremy Reeves, who is a all-pro player for the Commanders and has been here a while. Revo is one of the few guys that's played for all three team names.
Mm-hmm.
Revo just quote tweeted me, said of Terry McLaurin, he said, the proof is on the tape and how you show up to work every day. You're one of one, 17, always have been family.
Yeah.
Terry talked to that he's been in touch with Jaden and that they both know they, you know, need to be together, all those things. I don't know. We can open these phone lines up and let people react. I think people are going to be freaked out. I think
they will be, but that's what people do. But when he spoke,
but B, that wasn't good.
When I don't know if it wasn't good. I mean, he just spoke his mind. I don't know what do you look for in a negotiation? I mean, everything is not going to be good.
Yeah, if this was the conversation in March,
no, it's a conversation now. But this is what negotiations do. We have not had a lot of this going on here. That's why we're not used to it. I've seen this stuff happen for the last 30-plus years.
Sure.
That's why I don't get stressed out about stuff like this. But the ultimate thing is when he spoke about Jaden, he spoke about Frankie, guys that if GMs go to talk to somebody on the team, they're going to probably talk to those type of guys. Those guys are in his corner. They got his back. When you see guys that are not reaching out to a guy, then you got problems. If he had said that, no, I hadn't talked to Jaden, then I would be worried. But the fact that he's talking to the main guys on his team still, I'm not worried because I have seen people damn near throw punches at each other and a deal still got done.
Certainly. The last half hour of Terry talking in no way precludes a deal from happening in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that conversation, listen, I spoke to somebody with the organization today.
Mm-hmm.
They knew this was coming. They had a content person here.
Yeah.
There was a Commanders dude shooting content that works for the team. So none of this is a surprise. And the team has been in contact with plenty of people throughout this. So they understand the other side is frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
The reality here is, what is the decision for Washington? It is... the one thing you could tell Terry was pissed about was when people try to hang it on age. Terry gave a very long and impassioned discussion of why age as a catch-all is not fair, it's not accurate, how his career is not the same as others at age 30.
Yeah.
I think you could tell clearly that one bothered him. We're going to try to get to some calls here. Terry McLaurin has talked. He's unsure if he's going to come to training camp next week. Very, very frustrated by contract negotiations with the Washington Commanders. Nobody go anywhere.
I'm Roel Forcey. We're powered by JTF Gov, the number one HP Federal Power MPS partner. So Terry McLaurin spoke today. You heard that live here on The Fan. Said he's pretty frustrated over the lack of a contract, hasn't heard from the team in over a month about negotiations for a new deal, and that he has not yet decided if he'll report on time for training camp. Team also announced today that Art Monk's number 81 will be officially retired by the team this season. That'll happen week 9, Sunday Night Football against Seattle. Mission critical, that's JTF Specialty. We're a top-ranked HPA MPS power partner for a reason. We don't just ship products. We deploy fully integrated mission-ready solutions from D.C. to Europe, powered by HP, delivered by JTF. Check us out at jtfgov.com. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Roel Forsey on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If teams don't progress, do you know how you'll approach camp?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live, Eastern Motors, Laurel, Maryland. We just asked questions, talked to Terry McLaurin for a while. The situation is out in the open now. Terry is clearly frustrated, wants to stay in D.C., isn't so sure he will. Let's let some folks weigh in. How you feeling out there? Fabian is in Fairfax. Fabian, how you feeling about this Terry situation?
It's a little worrisome, but like at the same time, like, you got to stay composed, I think, as fans. But B-Mitch, I actually have a question for you. The one thing that kind of caught my eye was the month kind of just no discussions between each other. What do you think about it? And like, because like, that to me is a little bit interesting, but I want to know what your kind of thoughts.
That was a little shocking to me to hear that, you know, that they hadn't had any conversations. But then he also mentioned that it was a meaningful conversation. So I don't know if he was judging it as, you know, not having completely no conversation, because it was like sometimes people could reach out to you in negotiations and they say absolutely nothing. And that's just like not communicating with me in my book. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they hadn't talked or they never mentioned anything meaningful that could make a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the last time, you know, we really got to talk to AP, unless I'm missing something, was kind of pre and post draft, and then at the owners' meetings. The owners' meetings were, and, you know, May.
Been a while.
No, those were March. The draft was probably the last time we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep these phone lines going. I want to let people weigh in where they think things are. Mo is in Largo. Mo, what up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's the problem?
I think this thing is going left, gentlemen, personally. And I kind of made this point yesterday. I think we're all assuming that, you know, Terry deserves 3 years and, you know, they're offering him 3 years and maybe the AAP isn't what we think it should be or what he thinks it should be. But I think it's an issue with the years because Terry isn't, he's not a grandstander. I don't think he's going out there asking for an astronomical number. I think he reads the room well. You know, most of these deals that are being signed now are 3 year deals. As far as the money being guaranteed, it's a 3 year deal. So I'd imagine he would stay within the confines of that. And if that's the case, then the problem is they're not offering him enough years. And if that's where we are, I don't know how we come back from here, gentlemen. I don't see it getting any better, but I hope I'm wrong. But that's what it feels
so,
like to me. Thank you.
Dude, I asked him that. I asked, you know, is there a point of no return? And he said, there probably is. I don't think we're there yet, but there probably is, and time is ticking. The first thing I said to B is I think a lot of people are going to freak out. I think the reaction's probably somewhere in the middle. But I think nothing has happened that creates a scenario where they can't keep
figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Think about Myles Garrett, dude. He put out like a Facebook post saying he was done with Cleveland,
yeah,
never wanted to come back.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have seen this happen. Like that was a heartfelt press conference where he said things, but he didn't say nothing that was astronomical or crazy. But I've seen people go way beyond that. I've seen teams go beyond that, and they still sign a deal. So I think in sometimes you play those hardball-type things. Hey, man, treat the special people special.
You know where I'm at, dude? I feel for Terry the human. I think for Terry, the football player, this is all kind of unfortunately normal,
mm-hmm,
I think, in the football world. But Terry, the dude, I believe him when he was like, man, I came to OTAs. We had this crazy great year last year. Everything just felt so good, and now it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that is just real life. I think that's him, yeah, telling the truth, and I feel for that. I want to keep phones going.
That's how I felt after the game in Tampa in 1999.
Yeah.
Basically, that's how it is. You have a touchdown, you come in, and then you get a little funny feel. But I don't see these people doing like those people did. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brandon in Fredericksburg.
Where'd I be?
Hi. I just want to say congrats to Art Monk so far. That's a pretty awesome thing to happen today. But with the Terry situation, yeah, that's very ridiculous. I really wonder what Adam Peters have been doing for the last month while there's been absolutely zero conversations that are terribly worrisome. And I mean, if you're not going to sign a guy like Terry that's been here for however many years it is at this point and done all the things correct off the field, it's like, what does that show to everybody else on the team? You know, if you're not going to pay him, who else are you going to pay?
It's a great question, man. And they got to run their business, their football operation, the way they see fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say that, but Lord knows what direction this thing could go. In an effort to appease my man Landini, I am going to go to break on time here. Everybody that's on hold, stay there. We're going to take your calls when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Not a lot of clarity, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I just want clarity, you know what I mean? If they don't feel like I'm part of their future, then okay, just tell me that. You know, I'm a grown adult. I can handle hard truths, you know what I mean? What I've been through in my life, I've definitely been through tough things, been through adversity, been through situations where people may not have saw my value, and that's okay, but somebody will, and I'm gonna continue to give them my all, whoever feels that way.
B. B-Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. What a day. Phone lines are packed. I want to let people weigh in. Terry McLaurin, clearly frustrated. Let's go to our guy Los in Severna Park, see how Los is feeling. Los, where you at on Terry, man?
Nervous. You know, I told myself I would give July 19th as the deadline, but this is I used to this, you know, the big boys actually doing football work, you know. The honeymoon phase is over, you know. They're not buying us beer because they you know, bought the team from Dan Snyder. You know, this is how – this is football operations. You're right, B-Mitch and Finley. I truly feel for Terry as the human being, but as far as football operations work.
Los, your phone's cutting in and out, man, but I appreciate you, buddy. Here's the only other thing I'll say. There was a time where the Chiefs and Trey Smith were miles apart, not going to be able to get anything done, and it was very acrimonious. Diana Rossini, the Chiefs and Trey Smith are closing in on a new 4-year deal. Adam Schefter has it, $70 million guaranteed for Trey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can be bad.
It normally goes very bad before it goes well. Seriously.
Yeah.
So, it looks bad before it normally gets done. So, we'll see. I'm still holding out hope.
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it.
I mean, everyone can jump on that. Oh, Lord, the sky is falling. I'm just not going to do it. Not right now.
Let's go to Anya in Arlington.
Yeah.
Anya, you there?
Yeah, hey, JP. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking my call. B-Mitch, you're the man. Should have been in the Hall of Fame. You're the guy. I just want to say that with me, as far as Terry, I think it was heartbreaking to hear AP come out and say, oh, we want to sign him for, we want to make Terry a longtime commander. But then Terry gets on here, and how he sounds is like they haven't communicated that to him. So it's frustrating to hear that coming from our guy, man. I love Terry. We got to get this done. My heart was breaking in two listening to this guy pour his heart out, talking about the fans, talking about this, just the city and the organization. I hope we get it done. Thank you for taking my call, guys. B-Mitch, JP, I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
And I think the thing you can say about it is this. A lot of guys can get up there and say that, and you're like, yeah, whatever. He means it.
Right.
Like he said, the proof is in what you do. And that dude has done everything
you know who
expected of him since day one.
All right, I got two more. Lock them up now, boys. Tailgate Ted on line 8. Ted,
hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, boys. Back in February, Josh Harris said the name Commanders represents a culture of toughness, commitment, and unity. And when you think of those words, you think of Terry. Sure. It's time for him to back those words up and pay that man. Just the fact that they have not talked in a month or had meaningful discussions, and we're a week away from camp, and hearing the emotion in Terry's voice during the press conference, if Commanders mean something, you have to pay him because he is this franchise and he has united this fan base in this team. And we wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for him.
Thank you for the call, Ted. Appreciate you, buddy. You know, specific to Harris, I'll say this. B, compared to 25 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad nobody from ownership is reaching out to Terry. Like, let the football people handle the football mm-hmm. contract. Let's not let this get into a – and I think –
He addressed it. He talked to some people about certain things, and it wasn't about contract.
Right. I think
and
that's good.
Also cool.
That's good.
That you can be cool, have friendships, and then they don't start trying to make people do stuff. I'm cool with that. Listen, we asked for different, and we're seeing different. Let's let it happen and see what goes down.
All right, last call. Zeke, what up, man? You fired up? You upset?
Hey, I heard the interview with Terry, but the question I have, because it seems like they haven't talked in a while, has the Commanders made any offer to him at all?
I'm sure there's an offer available.
Yeah.
Are you sure? he said they haven't talked any meaningful things in months, weeks.
Well, maybe the offer that they offered wasn't meaningful. That's what he's saying.
Or maybe we're assuming an offer, because here's the thing. The guy says, what is Peterson and them doing? Man, they're in the middle of a negotiation for a $2.5 billion stadium. Maybe they're saying we'll deal with this and then we'll get to Terry later. That's what I think. I think they're going to pay the man.
I still think there's plenty of runway for this thing to get done. Today was not a great day in the Terry McLaurin Washington Commanders relationship. Thank you for the call, Zeke. Appreciate you, man. We're out of time. This has obviously been a crazy day. I hope people enjoyed that. It required a lot of stuff to happen in a couple.
People didn't
of
enjoy
time.
It. Terry McLaurin, the best player on the team, is distraught.
Maybe not enjoyed. I hope people enjoyed that they were able to listen to the whole thing live on our air.
Well, that was great work by us.
Yeah. It was. Shout out to Jeff. Jeff worked hard. And then I had to hold two microphones for a half hour. I feel like that's a workout.
Don't
right
worry
there.
About it, Jay. It's all good.
That's a workout right there.
Credit pie. Yeah, Jeff Walker, 99%.
Your arms look like they've been lifting.
JP1.
I don't know, Landy. I don't know about that
He
one.
Said what?
Credit pie. Jeff Walker, 99, JP1.
Hell no.
Jeff did get the Royal Farms, though, so shout out
yes,
to Jeff.
Yes, he did. He did.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. I imagine they got plenty to talk about. Nothing. Here's my last thought on this. Nothing has happened that precludes a deal from getting done. So everybody just try to put that thought into your head. Much more on this tomorrow. I'm sure Grant and Danny got plenty on it coming up next. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to Chick Hernandez for joining us. Thank you to Wes Hall for joining us. Thanks for all the calls. We're out of here. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you some chicken.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.